A construction crane lifted a submarine periscope to the top of the new addition of the Gold Star Museum and guided it through a hole in the roof to a pedestal down below. The periscope was donated by the U.S. Navy and came from a Cold War-era attack sub. Museum curator Mike Vogt says they've been seeking something to represent Iowa's submarine veterans, and after two-year-or-so search, located a periscope. Once the museum expansion is completed, anyone can step up to the periscope eyepiece and pretend they're in the midst of hunting for the Red October. And while you'll only be able to see the enemy sub in your mind's eye, Vogt says you will have a good view from the top of the museum.
The elevation is pretty high of the building already, in addition to another 42 feet. So yeah, you'll have one of the best views of southwestern Polk County, Iowa.
David Farron of Waverly served on this type of sub, and he's excited his branch of the service will get the attention.
Submarines just go out to sea and disappear, and then they come back. It's a branch that doesn't get much recognition.
Vogt says he expects the periscope to be a popular exhibit when the museum expansion opens in March of next year. To see a view from the periscope now, go to RadioIowa.com. Radio Iowa, I'm Dar Danielson.